Good to be here. It's cold out there, isn't it? I ain't seen my nuts in 3 days. Look like marbles down there. Shaq don't look too pretty either. You think God could have done something with that, you think? You know, instead of all wrinkledy up and nasty looking, could have made it look like a Crown Royal bag or something. Velvety and blue with your name on the sack. You got a nice sack.
Thank you, honey.
Well, we got an hour of this shit, so drink up, enjoy yourself. I had so much whiskey last night, I woke up this morning, my liver was laying next to me crying. You know you've had too much to drink when you get pulled over and you're laughing. Oh, goddamn, I'm glad to see you. I could have killed somebody. He said, get out of the truck. I said, I can't, you get in. Let me get these bottles out of your way. They got in, we went to jail. I've been in jail, they won't let you out. Let me out. Come on, fucker, I ain't playing. Oh, that works. You call them fucker, I'll let you right out of there. I went shopping this afternoon, y'all, bought some underwear. My other ones were filthy as hell. This is cheap to buy them as it is to wash them, isn't it? Went to that Walmart Supercenter. My God, that's a man shopping center right there. Get your damn hair cut, your taxes done in there. Full service bank, you ought to put a titty bar in there is what they ought to do. Knock that snack bar out, put some ditty dancers in there. I like a corn dog and a table dance. We're gonna do some shopping, but not before we see some nipples. What about that greeter fella? You know that guy up front that says, hey, you need a buggy? You got one eye looking off to the left. You're not real sure who the hell he's talking to. His qualifications for that damn job must be breathing. A woman in a wheelchair the other day asked me, you need a buggy? Why, sure, hop up and get me one. Better yet, I'll just push you around. You hold the shit. You don't ever need a buggy when you get in Walmart, do you? Not until you get about 300 or 400 feet in there, then you go, shit. You go in there for Q-tips, you leave with $800 worth of shit. That's the only place you can walk in butt naked with a pair of flip-flops on. Ain't nobody gonna pay any attention to you. He just one of us. Hi, George. My Lord, what the hell are you wearing a belt for? You're naked. They'll take anything back. You can go back a year later. These diapers already got shit in them. We're real sorry about that. Run back there and get you another package. I ain't bought diapers in 3 years. Good place to whip your kids is Walmart, too, isn't it? There's always a little kid getting his ass whipped in there. There must be a little bell that just goes off in that damn place. Ding, whip your kids! You don't whip them, there's somebody in there whip them for you. That greeter fella, you want me to whoop them? I'll whoop a shit out of them. Kids must be terrified of that damn place. I think that's where you think them when they screw up. Get in the truck, we're going to Walmart. Not Walmart, I told you to get your ass in the truck. I got two kids, they piss you off. You know why they piss you off? For years, that's why they piss you off. I got two little boys, 9 months old and 10 months old. That'll piss you off. I've been through that birthing process 2 times. People say, oh, that's beautiful. That's bullshit. I've seen beautiful, and that ain't got nothing to do with it. I didn't know my wife's little thing could do that in the beginning. I looked at the doctor, I said, that goes back to normal, don't it? I stick my whole damn leg off in that. You don't want that pressure on you for the rest of your life. Can you feel anything? If you do circles, I can. Good Lord. It'd be like putting your dick in a coffee can. Only thing that'd make her happy be your damn foot. It'd bring new meaning to pussyfooting around, wouldn't it? Took 18 hours for my last boy to get here. That is a long time when your mother-in-law is in there with you. They should have gave me an epidural from the waist up. He comes sliding out. She said, he looks just like you. He was bald, didn't have any teeth. He looked like Grandpa's what he looked like. They clipped that cord and he pissed on everybody. He acts like Grandpa. I was embarrassed when he peed, and I thought, hell, I'd pee too if I had to hold it for 9 months. If you ain't got kids and you're thinking about having them, go to Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday. By God, you'll leave her and go buy you a dog. I ain't shitting you. Thank God they sell beer in that damn place. I saw old boy get drunk and beat the hell out of that gorilla up there singing. He couldn't take that shit. He ripped his head off, kicked that piano over, he threw his ass out. Don't you ever come back to Chuck E.'s, you son of a bitch. Do you know how bad you gotta fuck up to get banned from Chuck E.'s? Pretty damn bad. I hate that place. The only thing I like about it is Skee-Bo. The only reason I like that is because I'm damn good at it. Got my own balls and a little carrot in case. Got my name on the side, Skee-Bo champion. You're jealous as hell, I can feel it. Skee-Bo's that game you play where you know, get all them tickets, you go redeem them for prizes, you end up spending about $1,900 for a whistle. You spend all day in there racking up on tickets. You got your 80,000 tickets. You cop an attitude walking up to that prize counter. They're going to have to run out to the truck and get some more shit for Daddy. All right, here's all my tickets. Let's start with a whistle. Okay, you got two left. Shit, give me a spider ring in. Why it is every time you take your kids somewhere, you end up getting screwed. Disney World's a lot like that. Spend $3,000 to get in, you ride, you know, you stand in line for 14 hours, you ride three rides. Not real sure, but I think we got fucked on that deal. I was in Florida about 6 months ago. Down there, went to a place down there called the Booby Trap. Gotta share this with you. It's a titty bar. The building is in the shape of two big old titties. I ain't never been so happy to see a place in all my damn life. It's like the Wizard of Oz for grown men. Come up over that hill wall. Oh, there it is, Johnny. We got out of the truck and held hands, skipped up to the door. A little midget answered and said, can I help you? I said, you damn sure can. We're here to see the wizard. She here? By God, she was there too. You know, you can't lie to your woman when you've been to a titty bar. Where you been? The titty bar. How much money did you spend? About $9,000. Where's your truck? They got that too. Where's your clothes? Shit, I'm not real sure. Who's she? Hell, I thought she was you. You stare at boobs for 4 hours, you become dumber than a box of shit. You won't hear nothing else about it for a while, then she'll ask you, did you like it? Did you? Uh-uh. Oh, it was horrible in there. Big, tall, blonde, big-breasted women. I damn near puked. Didn't like it. I loved it. I ain't never met a titty I didn't like. I'm like a woman in a shoe store. I want to see every pair of them son bitches. Get them out of here.